Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Diva of Dual weekly podcast where we talk all things Days of Our Lives and sometimes General Hospital. And tonight I'm filling in for Carrie. This is Anna. She's hopefully going to be able to join us later. And Marianne's here.
Hi, everyone.
And we may have Rose maybe joining us too. We're not sure right now. But anyway, just let's see. So, we need to shout out to Bob and Amy Hapka, at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Hope they're doing well. And it's about time for them to call in again, I think. I think they're overdue on that. So we'd love to hear
yeah,
from them.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. And you can find the Diva of Dual has a blog. And also you can find her on Twitter at
uh-huh.
Diva of Dual. And the Facebook, also Facebook pages. So definitely check those out. And let's see. Before we get into today, the Days of Our Lives episode this week, we had the big Emmy live streaming, daytime Emmys last Sunday night. And so we were just talking before the show. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being awesome and 1 being suck. What would you rate the pregame show, as it were, the red carpet show? What would you rate that?
Zero.
I would agree. It actually
zero.
Might be in the negative integers for
is
me.
It, yeah, we
know.
Could even go into the negative.
It was actually
it was horrendous.
Painful.
It was.
And people that I was
that's the word
texting,
I've been hearing. Painful
yes.
to watch.
Painful.
Mm-hmm.
And the people
yes.
that I was tweeting and texting during the show all felt uh-huh. pretty much the same way. I mean, I think it was the general consensus was that the girls weren't prepared.
They didn't know, and they even admitted it.
Watched soaps. In fact, a couple of them insulted the actors by saying their moms watched the soaps. So it was
they
like,
said,
okay,
they
had
no idea who these people are or what I'm doing.
They had
here.
No idea. They were treating Kristen Alderson because they knew her from Twitter, from Vine or something. What the young kids are uh-huh. doing nowadays, I guess, is Vine. But anyway, mm-hmm. They knew her from Vine, but they kept referring to Chad Duell as her boyfriend, which he is, but he's also one of the stars of General Hospital. They didn't even notice that. They didn't even say
no.
anything about that. Half the people,
and
more than half the people they interviewed, they didn't even say their names.
Well, they
some of them
nothing
I didn't
about
know,
them.
I would have. Yeah.
Yeah.
They knew. I mean,
or
there
their
were
characters.
People that were legends. I mean, one of the worst yeah. ones was when they asked Joe Muscolo, they said, well,
oh,
we hear you're
yeah.
a legend or something. And he's like,
uh-huh.
well, and they said, well, what? How come you're a legend or why are you a legend or whatever?
Yeah,
goes,
why are you a legend?
You know,
they had no
yeah,
idea who
and,
he
and
was.
And he's like, well, I guess 40 years on the same show should do something. You know, but, I mean, it was insulting. It was absolutely insulting.
I felt so
poor
bad
Monty
for
Hall,
the celebrity.
They basically confused the heck out of Monty Hall, poor guy. You know,
oh,
I mean,
yeah,
he's
what, in his 90s? Yeah.
I don't know, but bless his heart,
yeah.
he was there, and his wife was ill, and they were just completely confusing him.
They were clueless.
It's just,
why they
was
picked
sad.
Him. And they said that was the National Entertainment, the Arts and Sciences, Academy of Arts and Science, Television Arts and Sciences. Well, here's my take. Obviously, they have, if they did pick these people to do it, obviously you see where daytime is in their, what they think of daytime
yeah.
and daytime people. You know, give them,
yeah.
you know what I mean? They have no respect.
Like anybody
way,
can
do
it off
do that.
The street. And apparently these
yeah,
girls
cares?
Had to have really large social media followings for whatever reason. I don't know what any of them are famous for or are into
I don't
or whatever,
understand that. What social media do
they
do?
Apparently
they
won the contest by being having large numbers of followers on Twitter and Vine and everything, but I don't get it. I really don't. But
a couple of them kind of grew
on me a little bit, but still, it was like they were so unprepared for what they were doing.
Half the time they didn't realize they were on air.
Huh?
You know, there's a word for them. Bimbos is a word.
Yeah,
I mean, disrespect for girls.
One.
I know I am a girl.
Oh,
and
they were so rude. One of them kept hitting on every like person that came along.
Well, they had racist jokes. They said to rot.
Boobies and it was just,
yeah. Well, see, they didn't know the people, so all they asked them about was their clothes.
And then they
would talk
about themselves. You know, and
or talk
about their
self-esteem
being zero because these people were all beautiful, blah, blah, blah. But it was just embarrassing. I read some of you that said that none of those people should ever be allowed to be in front of a camera ever again. So,
I know that guy, I'm not sure how you pronounce his last name, but his first name's Ryan, and he plays Nathan on General Hospital.
They said to him about something about, get
me out of here before I rape you. And I'm there, my God. You know,
if
it's
a
just,
man had said that to a
said
woman?
Said that?
Oh, my God.
Right, right. To one of the actresses? Right.
Yeah.
And then there were some racist jokes in there. Or, well, not jokes. So
oh, my
gosh. It's a joke, but yeah.
The one girl asked what's like to be black.
Be a black man. Be a black man on the soaps. I mean,
and they was
really?
Talking about, there were just some nasty comments. I just found it repulsive. I mean, if they were wanting to draw an audience to a train wreck, they did a great job. But whoever produced that show should really never be allowed to do that again. I mean,
no.
I'm wondering if it'll ever be televised again.
They just ruined it, I think.
One that was the most prominent, I think when she was interviewing the guy that was the head of the arts and sciences or whatever, she even said a profanity while she was talking with him and stuff, and I'm just thinking, wow, you know, I don't know. I mean, there's a time and a place for that, but there was just some really, it was not at all classy. It really lowered the level.
It just showed me that they had no respect for daytime and the daytime actors at all.
And it's pretty bad when people like Nancy LeGrand and others are warning their friends ahead of time saying, avoid the girls on the red carpet.
Yeah, it was funny, and I didn't get there right away, and so I got on Twitter, and I'm reading all these tweets, and I'm there, oh, my God, what's going on? So then I finally got on and was streaming it live, and I couldn't believe it then because it was just, like, all over Twitter. And some of the stars were, and Nancy was one of them, and I know the look in Fanola's face, there was, like, they were interviewing her, and she was like, what the, you know, just the look on her face is like she didn't, like, what do I say? Or she was just so shocked. And then they thought Mara West
-5.
And Tyler Christopher were a couple.
Oh, I know.
Mara West
and anybody who knows Mara West knows she's been married forever and has 5 kids with her husband.
She looked at them and even Tyler, like, they looked at each other and no. And they said something about they're not even a couple on TV. You know, their characters aren't, they didn't even know who they played for one thing. Plus their characters aren't even tied together. You know, it's just, it was just,
I mean,
bad.
If they were trying to draw a younger crowd, I mean, they didn't do it. I mean, the thing of it is, it's like, the young
and it's the older
that
crowd
I
that's
know,
watching.
The young daytime fans that I know are really actually very smart kids. They love the romance. They love the storytelling. They love certain actors and everything. They love great writing. They're smart and they can appreciate a great story. They don't care if the characters are young or old. In fact, they tend to. The girls that I know anyway that watch. You know, teenagers on up to, like, young adults, they actually like the more mature couples because the writing and the acting is so much better in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm.
And they really get drawn into that. So it's like,
the red carpet was bad.
Trying to draw those people, they're already drawn to soaps, and they probably thought these girls were idiots, too. I mean, it was just...
Oh, they were idiots.
It was just sad. Well, and it was just insulting. They're like, oh, my mom watches your show. Well, that does not do anything to set daytime back, you know,
They needed an experienced interviewer. Like Michael Fairman, Jamie Gidden.
And even the clown.
Me and you could have done a better job, Anna.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Any fan. Yeah.
Anything. I mean, even the people I didn't really know, I mean, oh my gosh. I mean, I would have at
but
least
you know what? If we
nominee,
were given that job, if I was had the honor of given that job, I would have done my homework on the actors that I didn't know that I knew were going to be there.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'd go maybe watch something of their work or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, even
it
if those
awful.
Girls didn't know anybody and they knew, I don't know, it sounded like it was probably put together very quickly. And they maybe not
yeah.
had time.
Well, yeah,
it
and they
just
didn't,
was
I mean,
very
the other thing is,
ill-prepared.
I can understand if they weren't well-oiled machines, if they're new to this and all. But, I mean, they didn't even know half the time when they were on screen and when they weren't, or when they were on air and when they weren't. I mean, you know what I
or
mean?
At least,
it's like,
yeah. Or at least ask the actors, you know, first, if you didn't know them, like, okay, what character do you play? Have them talk about themselves and at least let them explain.
Yeah.
What they do.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
they didn't even ask
the actors
that kind
were
of question.
Very, the actors were very gracious overall.
They were.
I can't help
yeah.
but think most of them were thinking, am I being punked right now? I mean, like, really? Is this
that's
what
the kind of, they were, like, looking around, like, is this for real? That's kind
of,
like,
is this some
what
sort of joke?
The expression
yeah.
on their face. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this really for real?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's sad because
anyway.
these people are the hardest people working in show business, you know? I mean, on television. I mean,
oh,
they really are.
The way they have, the scripts that they have to learn and the lines
oh
that they
gosh.
Have to learn and
yeah.
the little bit of time that they have
and
to learn it because I know.
And the budget cuts that they've done over the years, they've still plugged along and worked hard and everything and kept bringing us
mm-hmm.
the stories. And for them to insult mm-hmm. them that way, I just, ugh.
Because they get their scripts maybe a week or so before sometimes
oh, yeah.
and they have to learn all this dialogue in a matter, you
yeah.
know, and shoot 2 and 3 shows in one day. And,
yeah.
Yeah, it's very difficult. So,
yeah,
I,
so
I
it to me
and
it
the
was
show wasn't
like,
much better. Did you watch
yeah.
The show wasn't much.
Yeah.
I mean, even Kathy Griffin couldn't rescue the show, you know. I don't think.
No. I didn't even really think she was very funny, to be honest.
To tell you the truth, I don't see people just love her. I'm not a fan, that big
I'm
of a fan.
I'm not really
but,
a fan, yeah.
No, she, to me, was just as bad as the other
yeah,
girls, but
exactly.
a little bit
well,
better,
I mean,
I guess.
When you're
going to
have a headliner like Kathy Griffith, I guess you don't expect class, you know. But, I mean,
well,
I thought, well, at least she'll be funny, you know. But
yeah,
honestly, she
she's
wasn't
funny,
even
but
funny.
Then that's, right. But then that's
and,
her own type of humor, and that's great at first.
Yeah.
But that's kind of not maybe who you want for the Daytime Emmys.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
I think they
could have
done a better.
I don't know what you do. But
Sharon Osbourne is who Sharon Osbourne. I love her. She came right out
yeah.
and exactly said, you know, she used the F word and everything, and said exactly what she thought of, like, you know, what this show was, you know.
Oh, she did.
So.
She said, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, I'm not
said,
exactly
what
sure
do?
What she said. She said the. You know, about the, I don't know, maybe if anybody in the chat room can help me, something about the, she more or less the red carpet or something, this, you know,
oh.
everybody say what they think, you know, this fucking show or
yeah.
whatever or how it was done. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what she said. Carrie would probably remember because we were, I know somebody
yeah.
tweeted about it because I think Carrie tweeted
yeah.
about she should host next year, her and,
yeah.
I forget who, her and somebody else, she said about doing that, so.
Yeah. So yeah, that just
it was
shame.
Bad. So
anyway, it was very lame.
Yeah,
but you know,
was,
I mean, and, well, and then too, the Yahoo site had it. I think one of them had it showing up. They were going to be on earlier, and then it was the countdown was actually an hour later, and it was
oh, and
like
then
all,
not
a, I mean, it was all messed up.
And not only that, we could say congratulations to Chandler Massey. He won for the third time in a row.
Oh,
but
yeah.
they showed the clip of the
oh,
new wheel instead of his wheel.
His
on there.
Wheel. Oh,
and
my
he,
gosh, that was awful.
I said, that was awful. That was awful. But Chandler Massey was a bit classy. You know, he just
yes.
kind of, you know, I'm not sure what he said. He kind
really
of laughed it off.
I was impressed with him. I thought he might... I thought he was getting a little bit too big for his britches before he left. But I thought he was very gracious. And
oh, he
very
was very gracious today,
and I thought mm-hmm. that was really, I was really impressed.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, wow, you know,
yeah.
I think he's
it was
really
great to see the days, and Eric Martsoff so happy. He had a great,
yes,
he had a great acceptance
his
speech.
They're so precious.
And it's yes, yes.
Yeah,
and
I thought
was,
that was so
know.
Cute. I referenced
and
Passions, and to think that he, you know,
mm-hmm.
I thought that was cool. Yeah, I'm.
Yeah.
I was happy for him. Even though I'm really sick of the whole Brady thing being like it is. But I really thought he was great.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing,
And,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Eileen Davidson, I'm not really a fan, so I can't say I was all that super happy. But at least it was a vote for Days of Our Lives, even though
she won for Days. And I have to admit, this is the first time I've seen Eileen Davidson looked very good. She looked fantastic.
Yeah, she looked
her hair
that night.
And her
she
dress.
Really did.
She looked
Yeah, she looked
great.
Awesome. I mean, she looked great.
I liked
yeah.
her hair. It was a shorter style.
Yeah,
you know, she has that
I liked
long hair or something. But
yeah.
the way it was styled, and she had that
really
beige dress on, that sparkly
outfit.
Dress.
Yeah, that
yes,
was really pretty.
Yes. She
fit
did
it,
look
fit
really
like a glove.
Good.
Yeah, she looked great,
yeah.
I have to say.
Yeah, better
Lauren
than Cosler she
looked
know.
Great, too. Lauren
Cosler. Oh, yeah.
Great.
Yeah, I saw
wonderful.
Her, yeah. And she,
yeah,
she was
but,
she doing something? She was doing something. Was
yeah,
she doing
she
something
was doing
with
the
Michael Fairman or something?
And I feel bad. Mm-hmm. I still need to go listen to the podcast because I completely missed the podcast with Michael
yeah.
Fairman, so I need to go back. But apparently, anybody who's mm-hmm. interested in hearing that, Michael Fairman and Lauren Cosler did a podcast on Tuesday night, so I'm sure you can find it on Michael Fairman's mm-hmm. site.
Well, Michael
I'll
Fairman has
on,
a lot of different interviews, too. Now, those were good
yeah.
interviews. I mean, he did interview
yeah.
some
and,
of them afterwards, after they won.
You can also find it. I believe the link is posted on Lauren Cosler's fan club page as well on Facebook. And
now, like, why not
so
ask somebody like him to do the interviews, do the red carpet?
Yeah, oh, they should have had people like Michael Fairman, Jamie Giddens.
Me Giddens.
You know,
yeah.
Nivelle.
Anybody from the...
I mean,
Nivelle,
yeah.
yeah.
Nivelle would have been great.
From
I mean,
Buzzword,
you know,
yeah.
the people who actually know these people, that would
right,
have been
right.
much better than what this BS was.
The
I
diva?
Mean,
come on, you know.
Yeah, of course. Anybody. The diva duel and friends.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Jeez.
Well, heck, I mean, our
wow.
girls, Sherry and Carrie, that went out there last fall, did a great job interviewing
right,
people at
right.
the mm-hmm. at the Day of Days, you know. So it's like, I mean, oh, my gosh, I'm just thinking these girls were just, so that just goes to show you, just because you have a social media following doesn't mean you can just stick these people on TV and have them know what the heck they're doing and have them know
because
the
social media and watching the soaps are two different worlds. You know, yeah, we're
oh,
the soap
yeah.
people are on social media, but it's not that social media because I know
well,
nothing
know
about them. I've never heard of them.
Following any of the people that they talk to.
Obviously, they're not in the soap world.
I mean, they
didn't
know
they
who Melody
know
Thomas Scott was or, you know, I mean, it's
no,
like, really?
They didn't know
yeah,
who
I mean,
any, not one person,
I mean,
they didn't know anything about the soaps or the characters or the stars. You know,
yeah,
so
it was
I don't
just
know.
Really sad. So,
anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now that we've got that off our chest. So I haven't had a chance to look.
People were talking about it for days
oh, yeah.
after. I think
yeah.
we're still talking about it, and it's been, what, a week?
Well, if nothing else, I guess they got people talking. But, I mean, I have
mm-hmm.
to say, at least it wasn't an infomercial for Vegas, and at least Robin Mead wasn't singing her own songs. I mean, I guess it's a step up from there in terms of the actual TV show. But the red carpet,
well,
oh
well
my
basically
gosh.
It was just
I mean,
giving out the awards. The show basically
yeah.
was just introducing and giving out awards. That basically was what
which,
it was.
Honestly.
Which is fine.
Honestly, I'm fine with that. Yeah.
Right.
Excuse me. I don't want to cough and spell.
You know, they showed the clips.
I'm fine with
then,
that
you know,
because
you had
I really
presenters.
Don't need the musical numbers and all that stuff. That
no.
doesn't really, I really don't care about that stuff. So that was fine. Well, and I also thought, I know Jamie liked this, Jamie on the Twitter, excuse me, but I honestly didn't appreciate, it, even though I'm not a fan of Y&R and I'm not a fan of Jill Farron Phillips, I thought it was rude the way, you know, Kathy Griffiths cut
oh.
her off.
I don't.
I mean,
yeah, I know, but I kind of like that too because that girl was she tooting her own horn. I mean, it's like okay,
yeah,
you won.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we know why Y&R won, and we know why Y&R was, and we know why General Hospital wasn't. It was all political. General
yeah.
Hospital was robbed. They should have been nominated,
yeah. oh,
whether
yeah.
they should have won or not. But they
yeah.
definitely should have been won. If you have Days
oh, yeah.
of Our Lives as best soap or best drama and you don't have GH, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
And I love Days, but I the
do we
writing
know what,
on
do we
GH
know
is
what,
so much better.
Days got
just
nominated
so
for? Like what scenes or whatever or what episode?
Well
do we know?
Best for the best drama? I don't
yeah.
know. Did they
okay.
I have no idea because and they got nominated for best writing and General
yeah.
Hospital didn't. In fact, I think General Hospital, well, they had One Life to Live. What was it, One Life to Live? I mean, that's not even on anymore. I don't know. Just I don't understand it. But
well,
I don't know.
In the chat room, Kenneth is saying the enemies at the Emmys on a scale of 1 to 10 were a -5. And,
-5. Okay.
Jen is saying the red carpet show needed to be shredded.
Shredded. I agree. It was a
definitely. Anyway, so we got that off our chest now.
I'm still upset about it a week later. It's just like I just felt bad for the actors. You know.
I know.
Because you know how excited we get when you know. I know I've met a lot of them.
I mean, heck,
you know.
It would have been cool if they had even brought back somebody
so
like Susan Lucci or someone to host it. Somebody that knows knows the genre, loves the genre. Somebody that you know. Maybe they couldn't afford anybody. I don't know, but it's like they could.
Heck, the fans
would
have done it for free. Any fan would have done it for nothing. I know I would have. You know.
Oh yeah.
But yeah,
so,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's just
we'll see
shame,
what happens next year if it's even on at all.
Yeah.
That's the only sad thing.
I mean, I'm glad they streamed it live. At least we got to see it. But it was 4 hours. What is it? 3-4 hours of our lives between the pre show.
Well, with the pre show,
Let's see. So this week, I honestly haven't seen the whole week. I saw about half of it, and I saw part of the end of Friday's. But I guess the bottom line is, let's see, as far as, the best part to me is Cammy scheming, Kate and Sammy.
Let's discuss that.
Week,
what's your take on that? And what is their ultimate plan? That you got
well,
from that?
I think, and I think this goes back a while. I think what happened, and again, I don't know if this will, hopefully they'll reveal the way this all happened eventually.
Right,
but I think what happened is Kate found out that Abigail and EJ were going at it somehow. Maybe she somehow found out about it and let Sammy know. Maybe, I don't know. That's a guess on my part.
Because
how would Kate have gotten involved? It almost seems like she went to her and said, hey, there's something you need to know, you know. I know you love EJ, but something you need to know. But then again, Sammy had the pictures in that packet, so maybe Nick left them or sent them to her separately or something like that. I mean, I don't know. But somehow
and
or other,
she went to Kate to help. I don't know.
I mean, somehow or other, they got together behind the scenes. And
are they trying to both bring down EJ and Stefano?
It's been a while because I think because Kate's been talking about Stefano and getting back together with him for a while. So it's been a while since they have. And I think what basically it seems to me like they're both going to try to outdo their respective demure men.
Right.
Is what it seems like to
me. Right. Like they're trying to get rid of EJ and Stefano and take over and get the money, like, as two Demira widows or two to somehow scheme and bring both of them down. Right.
Yeah.
And they'll be in power.
You notice Sammy said something about how EJ had a big board meeting right after the wedding, coming up right after the wedding. So I think she's trying to cinch the deal to get married first so she's got community rights or whatever, you know. So
somehow,
both, you know,
to
married.
Inherit the money somehow or get rid of they're trying to take the power away from EJ and Stefano.
Yeah. So the whole
together.
Thing was a setup like you know, basically Victor firing Kate, you know, she wasn't even all that upset cuz she was expecting it and all that stuff. So it's like they're doing all these things to make sure that it gets back. And then, like, Harold was telling Stefano, Kate said she knows that you love her and that she loves you and that she, you know, blah, blah, blah. So he was reporting to Stefano off screen, of course, because Joe Mascolo hasn't been able to work, really, I don't think, much. Although it was nice to see him at the Emmys, I don't think he, you know, it was sad. He was going back to the Emmys for a minute. He was
That's probably the
about
last time he'll
really
go to the
serious.
Emmys for sure now.
He was talking about something really serious, that his legs or knees or something were having problems. He was having problems in his back and everything. And those girls were completely clueless. They didn't have any kind of, I don't know, it just disgusted me.
Oh.
But poor guy, you know. And I noticed Galen Gehring in the background was just kind of lurking like going, oh, my gosh, you know, these people are...
Yeah.
But anyway, back to the show. So yeah. So mm-hmm. what do you think? What do you think they're, you know, I love it. I love.
I don't know how they're going to go about it, but I take it that that's what they, you know, want to do is they both want to bring EJ and, you know, Stefano down and somehow get
yeah.
power.
Yeah.
Now, whether they'll, after they do that, they'll go against each other, I don't know. You know,
right.
ultimately,
right.
I don't know, or they'll stick together.
Right.
I don't know.
They were kind of like, just for this one thing, we're doing this, you know, but they can't quit each other. Cammy can't quit each other. They just,
Cammy
you know,
can't
like,
quit each other,
now,
yes.
They just can't quit
yeah.
each other.
although I hate to see it, if this is where they're going, if there's still yet another twist, is Sammy and
uh-huh.
EJ, maybe she really isn't that upset at EJ. I don't know. You know what I mean? Will they eventually
oh, no, I think she's
have a happy
EJ.
Ending or no?
Yeah. She's having a lot of fun needling both her, him and Abigail. Oh, my gosh.
Abigail, yeah. Well, it sounds mm-hmm. – then did you? I've heard that there's possible that she kills EJ. Sammy's the one.
I've heard that
she
rumor,
killed,
too.
Ends
up I don't
killing
know.
Him.
I don't
yeah.
know, I don't know if she'd actually do that, but I don't know.
I don't know. I always thought the happy ending that –
Yeah.
everyone was expecting
it's a shame,
or one. Because
I know
so,
these
yeah.
jammies have been wanting a happy ending, and I don't think they're going to
no.
get one with this story.
Yeah.
I just think, but it makes me wonder, I really do wonder, I said this last week too, I really do wonder how long Sammy's actually been plotting this. Like, did she even know
True.
Back
how
when
does
she
that
first
go back?
Asked Abigail to help her learn stuff about Italy? So
I'm thinking so, because that was kind of strange. Yeah.
Yeah, and then she kept doing the whole "Are you pregnant?" and everything. You know, she's been playing her for a long time.
I'm thinking maybe
so
that she found out shortly after it happened. I mean, shortly after the very
yeah.
first time at the cabin.
That's what I'm thinking.
Is when
too.
She found out. Maybe.
I'm
yeah.
kind of thinking that too.
It goes
because
way
ever
back.
Since then, even with the whole, erectile dysfunction thing when she caught EJ. And he was hiding on the ledge, and there was a seminar or a little support group for ED, and you know she thought he was in there for him, and it was really, you know, and then she's like, oh, for Stefano, you know, and mm-hmm. that whole thing, it's like even then she was needling him, you know, and
right,
you know, but you know at the time the viewers can't tell, they think it's the normal soapy thing where she's innocently doing this and doesn't realize it's creating
doesn't
that tension.
Realize it. Same with Abigail,
you know,
like when she's saying
yeah.
all this stuff about being
yeah.
my friend, you know. You're,
yeah, and it's
we,
needling Abigail, but she doesn't realize it is because she's saying it innocently. Well, maybe all this time she did. And, you know, I could see Allison Sweeney being like, I don't want, you know, if we're going to do the story, you know, I love the fact that Sammy's not going to be the dupe, you know, that she's not going to be the clueless,
right.
truly clueless, you know.
Right, right.
So, yeah, so I don't know, but it's definitely a fun twist, and I love seeing Kate. There were some great scenes of Kate and Sammy on the,
mm-hmm.
I guess it's the park bench
yeah.
talking and stuff and plotting and everything.
Oh, yeah, they're scheming.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I think it's great. I mean, I really am enjoying that right now. And I'm enjoying watching Abigail and EJ squirm. And, oh, I can just tell, she's when Sammy asked her if Abigail, if she would also read a verse, don't you know it's going to be some verse from the Bible that just needles her even more, you know?
Yeah,
like,
something about thou shalt now cover thy neighbor's
something.
Wife or something like
yes,
that.
Yes,
yeah, something like yeah, yeah.
Got to be something
one
good
of the,
like that.
Yeah.
You
oh,
know
I'm sure.
It.
Yeah, I'm wondering what
so,
the, what
yeah.
she is going to do with this wedding. So, yeah, I guess that'll be coming up.
Yeah, pretty soon,
yeah,
I guess.
Good
huh?
stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think there's previews out there of them actually getting married and kissing. So, I don't know. Of course,
oh,
she does want
okay.
to get married, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm not sure what she has planned, but, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
know.
It would be pretty fun to see the Demira women overthrow the Demira men. I got to say, that's pretty brilliant.
Yeah, that would be, that's a nice.
Yeah.
And yeah, they have been coming up with some, you know, good plot twists and some good story.
Yeah.
As far
yeah.
as that goes, yeah. Making
yeah.
it, you know,
uh-huh.
especially making it Sammy knowing all along.
Yeah.
We never thought
so
that.
So then,
yeah.
so Kate's also got this other thing going on because she's still trying to figure out who Jordan is and what her secret is.
Oh. Please.
She's spying
Let's please
on
hurry.
Jordan Rafe. Well, yeah, we don't. I mean, honestly, I care about the Kate part. I could care less about the Jordan part.
Yeah, because I guess the father
she
is
goes
now in
to the Ozark at the end. What's that?
Mm-hmm. I get. You know, go ahead. Yeah, about the father. Mm-hmm. At the end.
Yeah, so I guess so. The guy that she meets is the father, right? I mean, that's.
Actually, they didn't say that, but I'm thinking that's who it is.
That's probably.
But
what
I just like to know what the heck's. I thought maybe he was dead. I thought maybe somehow. They killed him or something. And I thought maybe he was abusive and she killed him or he killed her to protect Jordan. But I guess it's not that. So I don't know, kind of don't know sure what the heck's going on. Like, what did they do?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But now I'm
interested that
because
bad.
Kate meets him and I'm thinking, kind of interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll see. Let's see. So, yeah, so we'll see. So tune in next week for some more drama there. I mean, they've stressed this Jordan thing out so long. It's been almost a year, and we don't even like the character. Nobody cares. Very few people even care about the character.
Yeah.
But, hey, if it leads to some good drama down the road with Kate, then I'm okay with it. I just am tired of, you know.
Just please
and
tell
then,
us what's going
then,
on.
Oh,
please
and then
tell
the
secret.
Thing that's great, the other thing that's great is that here Kate goes and sleeps with Rafe. And then she goes, she's trying to tell Jordan, oh, you need to go and you need to basically be in his face and get in his business. And she's eating it up because she knows, A, it's pissing Rafe off, even though they end up sleeping together anyway. But also she's preoccupying Jordan, so she's not going to see this coming, you know. So,
right.
You know, so anyway. Yeah, so it's interesting. Now, have we seen Lucas lately? Has Lucas been around?
Lucas wasn't on, I don't think, this week at all. Nothing's been centering on Lucas, no.
Yeah. Okay, and then the big thing, ugh. I'm already, like, eye-rolling this one. Eve is back in town. Eve is Paige's mother.
The biggest joke with, you know, this plot story. I mean,
I hate
like,
it already. I
really
like JJ.
Really? Like Jack put in his will or put in the annulment. It was a fake marriage to begin with. Somebody tweeted that. I think it was I think it was Jamie that tweeted Jamie Giddens that said it like, yeah, right. Jack is going to put in that he's going to give all his royalties to any project from a fake marriage that was annulled. It was a fake marriage anyway. See, I'm not quite clear on that history. I don't know. Are you?
I'm not either, and I think they're revising it anyway, so it's kind of hard to know what's
something about
real.
Nick, that pimp. Well, he was, what was his name? Corelli? Was it Nick Corelli? Was that his name?
Oh, yeah.
Familiar. She was a pimp for him, and then they fell in love or something, and then somehow she to inherit his money, she had to marry Jack. I don't understand why.
Oh.
That's what they – because they kind of went over that, and then he gave her an annulment. But now it's in that he gets –
I'm wondering
that she's supposed
who's Paige's daddy.
I don't
who's Paige's daddy? I wonder if it's Frankie
know.
Or
– That's what I'm thinking. I bet you
I'm
wonder if it's
Frankie.
I'm thinking
that, too. I'm thinking it's Frankie, too, because they showed pictures of Frankie and Jennifer and all that.
I mean, her last name
is
Larson, but, you know, but secretly she might – might be another father, but really, biologically, it was Frankie.
Then Eve is saying her last name is Barron, right?
Barron, right. Two
and
different last names, not
the,
unless she's been married a couple
Frankie's
of times.
Frankie's real? Frankie ended up being Von something
Von
or other?
Luchner? Von Luchner or Von something? Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, Frankie was Carly's sister, or Carly's brother, I mean. Katarina Vaughn, whatever. It's kind of silly.
I don't know, but it
kind of
makes me wonder if it's getting convoluted. But I just, and of course, JJ's drooling over Paige's mother now, really? Ugh. So, you can see that JJ was drooling over Paige's mother. So,
I thought, here we go. We're not going to throw those two together.
Yeah, so
they're going to go there.
I'm just thinking because they made a big point. And then when Jennifer said, oh, well, Paige said I'm a lot like her mom, he's like, I don't
know.
No,
you're not.
He kept
flashing back and remembering
seeing
her cleavage
thinking
and everything.
Her mom's a hot tomato. He didn't want to think about his mom that way.
Mom like that.
So,
right.
Hot tomato, I guess that's an odd, you know.
That will be, they'll go there with that, you know.
Oh,
and then he finds out he hasn't found out yet that Jack and her were married. you know, she, you know.
Well, I'm just guessing based on the fact that she's, like, you know, buttoning up her shirt, covering her cleavage when she opens the door and he's standing there. So I'm just thinking the way he was kind of drooling over her.
I noticed that right away. Yep, here we go.
So,
yeah.
Which is sad because Paige is such a sweet girl. But, yeah, I'm thinking since Paige looks nothing like her mom, and somebody else said something about that, that she's kind of got the darker hair and all that. And she must, you know, that's why I was thinking of Frankie. But
I thought
don't know,
of Frankie.
Not Frankie.
Mm-hmm.
It could be somebody else.
The darker.
But, anyway. But obviously they don't have any money. So, and then the other thing that irritated me is right away, she's not in town 2 minutes. She's already fallen all over Dr. Dan. That just grossed me out.
Oh, well, they all fall over Dr. Dan.
It's just gross.
Yeah.
Of course, she comes.
Oh, there's
going to
be something
patient.
There. Because of Jennifer, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's just gross.
Yeah, and I think Nicole overheard the conversation with, I think, Marlena and Dan about him and Jennifer not, oh, no, Dan and Hope, about Jennifer and him not, you know, getting along. Yeah, being broke up or whatever.
Yeah.
But Dennis, though, is that why she went? Now she knows she can't have Eric, and now she hears that Daniel's available. Then did she decide then to go to the bishop? Because she does come to the bishop to talk to Eric, you know, about Eric, because she wasn't going to do that at first.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. She's scheming again, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm over Nicole at this point. I'm sick of her.
Yeah.
I'm sick of
I loved her hair, though, this week.
I did, too.
She always has
I
a
thought
difference.
It was beautiful.
Beautiful, and that
really
dress
pretty.
Was beautiful, too.
Yeah.
I love the dress she was in. And talking about fashion, I guess, I love that pink and black dress that Sammy had on. I don't know if you saw it in there. It was pink and black and different figured dress. It was one of those form-fitting dresses.
Yes,
which is
that was cool.
Very, I don't know what the pattern was, but it was just all different. It was very
beautiful.
Nice. It was very different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks good on her.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. So, I don't know. Rose had some funny fashion commentary, something about
Kate and her bow.
Hope wearing Jen's pants or something. Hope wearing Jen's pants.
Oh, yeah.
But speaking of Hope, I really like Hayden. I really like Hope and Aiden together. They're
yeah,
really
and now their kids are getting along, too, so.
Oh, good. I hadn't seen that part yet, but I thought.
Yeah, I guess.
I like the way, they've written that story, you know, I really do. And I like that he's not full of himself. Like, you know, when Teresa was hitting on him, oh, those dimples and such, he's like, well, I can give you a long list of people who hate me, you know, or whatever. She's like, I find that hard to believe. And he's like, no, really. You know, I can even alphabetize it. So, I mean, he's kind of self-deprecating, you know. He's really adorable. I really like him a lot. I like him with Hope.
Yeah, he's kind of grown on me. At first I didn't like him, but
I really liked him right away,
funny
but the more I got... The more I see his personality and his interaction with her, I really like him even more.
And I have to say, when they were on, how do you like Roman and Giselle? Oh, finally, Kenny's given his buddy a nice little hot number to is making Marlena jealous. And I'm wondering, are they going to – oh, and it was so funny. She was talking to Eric, and he's there, come on, Mom, you're jealous, aren't you? You're jealous. He says, I don't know. He says – I wouldn't mind you and Dad getting back together. And Marlena said, don't even go there. I said, that's what every fan is thinking. Oh, please, don't even go there. I love when she said
you
that.
Know,
like she said, don't even go there.
Some people are enjoying the Romar. I mean, I'm always going to be original Roman and Marlena fan.
Yes,
so
always. If they brought Rainworth
back,
fine.
I love Josh Taylor. Don't get me wrong. I love Kamen.
But there's no chemistry with him and
so there's nothing
Deidre.
Against, you know, nothing against Josh, but I will always be a traditionalist when it comes to Roman and Marlena. I never really accepted Josh
and
Taylor.
And it's not only
that.
I just didn't see the chemistry between the actors for one thing,
really
let alone the
don't.
Characters.
They really, and then plus, I was really pissed at Roman, you know, years ago when he was being so mean to Kate and, like, fawning all over Marlena, it pissed me off. So,
But now, see, Roman, and for some odd reason, you wouldn't think that would work, but it did because I liked Roman and Kate.
Well, see, that's the thing. I think Kate really brings out something in him that really, that sparkle. Because he has a sparkle when he's with Kate, you know? Josh really does. He has a sparkle when he's playing Roman.
Yeah, and there was another. He also, when he was with Leanne Hunley and with Anna, even though I never wanted them to go there.
See, I didn't like that at all. It just,
I didn't like it. I didn't like it, no way, but I saw him. You know, there was something different about him.
Yeah.
But, but I just know I never wanted that either. Of course, I always wanted Tony and Anna, but, so.
Yeah, so I don't know, but Marlene is looking good. But I think it is funny that she's jealous.
She is, Marlene is looking, you know, good. And then John, they don't give him anything to do but, like, whine over Brady.
Yeah,
it's
John's
like,
annoying. John, I don't know why.
Yeah,
I
John
mean,
is annoying. They need to get them two back
Drake
together and get that Marlena spark again because they lost it. John and Marlena lost their magic, and they need to get magic. I'm thinking, but they did. But I loved them back in the day. I was just a big John and Marlena fan.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they just don't get along in real life or what, but they just don't.
I don't know. I've heard stories, but I don't know. They're keeping them apart.
But anyway, I mean, actually, I thought Victor and Marlena had more spark, you know, when they were
I did too.
When they were conspiring against
her and Maggie going off
there
together,
some,
you know, but I feel like
that
Maggie
was kind of fun. But
yeah, that would be fun,
Maggie
though.
Victor.
Yeah.
But I mean, as far as just comedic and sort of chemistry and all, I was really kind of thinking that Marlena thing, I could see Maggie getting a little threatened by that, you know? Even though Victor's very... Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Did you see Maggie and Kate? Where Maggie more or less told Kate she had nothing, you know, she knew she never had anything to worry about, you know? Did you see that?
Oh, no.
Kate said something about Victor or something, or worrying about Victor, you know, now she says, oh, now that you're back with Stefano. She says, I never had anything to worry about, Kate, you know. So don't worry, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, but, yeah, that would be fun with Marlena and Maggie, I guess.
Victor's so funny.
Yeah, and then I'm thinking, are they going to try to put Rafe and Sammy back together? Because of this whole fiasco with,
I don't think so.
I don't know. But
we
all know
Allie's
leaving, but she can come back. And then if Jordan leaves, you know what I mean? Jordan leaves.
I know, but it was interesting.
Potential's on the road. What's that?
Yeah. They were talking about it, though, Kate and her. So, I don't know.
I don't know, Raven. No. It didn't work. Safe didn't work before. It's going to work again.
No. Let me think. Okay, so there's a lot of JJ and Paige stuff. This whole story with Bev trying to intercede and be the interloper, that's really annoying me right now. I really could care less about that.
Oh, yeah, but I still like Rory. He's so funny. Rory.
Rory, when he's around. I like him, but I'm annoyed with the whole Bev trying to, you know, mess up page or whatever. It's kind of annoying. Let's see. Who else? Okay, so then the whole Rafe and Jordan boring stuff. I just skipped through a lot of that. There's just no chemistry.
My son just brought me a beer, so.
I'm sorry. I think Chrishell is very photogenic in pictures and stuff, in print. She's got some gorgeous pictures. She doesn't project that on screen to me. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I find her I hate to say it because Chrishell, I mean, I'm sure she's a nice person. I don't know anything about her, but her character, at least Jordan, playing Jordan, she does not project anything that is even remotely interesting to me. I don't know. There's nothing
she's
that,
very, the
nothing
character,
that draws
I don't
me in about her. Like, I honestly, I mean, I care about the story coming up just because I'm intrigued with this mountain man. But I don't really – I've never really cared about her past or what's going on because I can't – there's something about – I just don't care about her. I can't get pulled in. I don't know. It's weird. It's just I just can't – I don't know. I just don't – not feeling it. Haven't from day one. And to me, Jordan and Rafe just have no chemistry. I just
– No.
Like one day, one whole episode they spent in bed, and I'm just like, really? We only got a little bit of – Rafe and Kate a couple weeks ago, and we got a flashback this week when Sammy and Kate were talking about Rafe. She had she had a flashback to Rafe and Kate in bed. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. That was a new clip that we hadn't seen before. It was quick, but it was still fun. So I don't know. Let's see. What else? I'm trying to think.
Yeah. Sammy, back to Sammy, and she was getting on Abigail.
I see that Carrie, I think it's Carrie. Let's see.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Carrie, is that you?
Hey.
Sorry, my screen is off. I didn't see you calling. So glad you could join us.
Yeah.
So we spent a good fair amount bashing the Emmy pre-show. So,
oh, yeah. Probably the first 20 minutes, half hour was bashing the Emmy.
Yeah. We got through, we were starting to run out of things to talk about for the show this past week. So do you have any thoughts or any fashion critiques or anything?
You know, I miss those couple days. I've been just working like a dog. I keep missing the show.
Yeah, me too.
I just say thanks for everybody for enabling me with drinking and tweeting on Emmy night. That was great. Because when that woman started talking about thanking her dog when she accepted the award, like, okay, start from the mic. This is getting ridiculous.
Yeah,
like,
they were bad.
Did what? When what?
She won. I think Entertainment Tonight won an award, and she thanked her dog. And that's why Kathy Griffin was. Yeah, that's why Kathy Griffin made fun of her.
Oh gosh, really?
Yeah, okay, it's time for wine. So my grandma got a little worse after a while, and I got a little snarkier than usual. But I had a great time. I was having a blast.
Yeah, I said saw you had tweeted. We went to Sharon Osbourne next year.
Yes.
Wasn't she great? Do you remember what did she say? I mean, she basically said, you know, fucking on TV, you know, because it wasn't. I forget what she said exactly, but she said whatever we were all thinking basically about the whole show. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Jen's saying in the chat room they should take a clue from Lauren as far as the acting and what they bring to scenes. That's so true because. Every scene Lauren Coslow is in, she makes it a better scene. She just adds something to it. And some of these, you know, especially like, I don't know, like Prichelle, at least playing Jordan, there's just no spark. Jen also said in the chat room that Brian DeTillo brings it every time, too. He does. He's always sharp in his scenes. He's great.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else that I don't recognize in the chat room, I wish I knew who they were, but they said Allie does as well. So, yeah, I mean, so they're having a good discussion in there about that. But what did you enjoy about the shows you did see this week, Carrie?
I just want to go back to the dynamics a little bit. I'm really happy Eric Marsoff won. Yeah, I still think the two best actors last year were Greg Vaughn and Blake Barris. I think without a doubt. They weren't nominated, but they should have been.
Blake didn't get nominated. That's surprising,
yeah.
Yeah, I hope he gets nominated this year.
I hope so. Hobie Smits, yeah. And, I thought Eric Marsoff's acceptance speech was probably the best one of the night. He was very sincere and...
That was heartfelt. Yeah, it came.
Yeah. He thanked Eileen.
Off the cuff.
And he remembered to thank his wife, so that was nice too.
Yeah.
And holy, that's my cat. If you heard that, no one's injured. Yeah, but it's kind of like a freight train just went through my kitchen.
Yeah, oh, dear.
Holy cow. Yeah, and Eileen Davidson. I don't know if you guys did Best and Worst Dress. I would pick her number one for Best Dress.
Yeah,
great.
How great she looked.
Yeah.
Her hair and that dress, she looked really good in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and her speech was great, and that whole mess up with Chandler Matthews reel showing Guy Wilson instead. And
that was
bad. Judy, the promo person, tweeted that night, she's like, I sent them the right reel. So someone at the Emmys instead showed Guy Wilson.
Don't you think it was done on purpose? Sometimes you wonder if they did it on purpose.
Well, the thing is, if I was the one doing production or in charge of that, I would have done it correctly. To me, that's a major mistake. I don't think that's a buzzworthy moment. I mean, that just makes you look bad. That's not really, good publicity, in my opinion. But,
I know.
Yeah, and I gotta say, it was totally creepy seeing Casey Moss and Kate Mancy dressed in pantsuits looking, I mean, it was just bizarre. The same with my brother and sister, it was just kind of weird. They were dressing
like
a couple.
I lost sound for a second. I was trying to hear what you were saying, Carrie. You said something about Judy, like the Judy that does the promos and stuff, said something about that clip?
Yeah, she tweeted to Chandler and Don, everybody, that she did send in the right reel. So it was the actual Emmy show that played Guy Wilson reel.
And I thought
Chandler was very
he's very
funny
gracious.
When he accepted. Yeah, he's like, that's a great
he
world.
He kind of laughed
it
off and, made it
joke.
Yeah.
He seemed very gracious and very humble and appreciative to the what he had learned when he was on the show and everything. So I was really impressed with him.
This week, all I remember mostly it was Eve and Paige. I was kind of surprised they Eve and Jennifer, I was surprised they were fighting so quickly.
It didn't take long.
The thing is, too, though, it's more airtime for Jennifer, and I'm just burned out.
I can't.
Well, it's going to
be a lot more.
I need a break. And I'm really mad, too, but between Silver Digest and the promo lady, we know exactly what's going to happen at the UGME wedding this week. And that makes me mad, too. And why couldn't
really?
They keep it a
secret?
Oh, really?
Yeah. We know exactly what's going to happen. I mean, they left nothing a mystery.
That sucks.
Well, it's on the blog. The pictures and the promo are on the blog, and you basically can tell what happened just by looking at the pictures and the promo and Soap Opera Digest squealing about the whole thing. I don't know why they couldn't. Just
I hate when they
it.
Do that. Maybe I won't go look.
Yeah, I mean, now we know exactly what's going to happen. It's like, well, why should I watch it then? I know what's going to happen. That just makes me mad. I didn't see the point in that. So, that's about it. I'm tired and I'm drinking wine. I don't remember that much.
Yeah.
I had to go back to work in the morning, so.
I'll have to get going.
Kenny's on the line. Let me bring him in for a sec here. We're about to wrap up here in the next 10 minutes or so. Miss Kenneth?
Hello. Hi.
Hey.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey.
Hi. I'm doing fine. I'm so glad I've had the opportunity to get in and chat with my girls tonight and in the chat room. I've been so busy. As you guys know, I told you guys I was doing the play, and right after I get finished doing a play, I get a call from a director who says, "Hey, I'm shooting this sitcom. Can you come and sit in? I think I have a part for you." So I go and do that. And then from there, I was this morning, I get another phone call to go shoot a commercial for an anti-bullying campaign. So I'm like, okay. I've been busy, but I have to make time for my girls. That's just my week does not go right. It does not do what it needs to do unless I talk to my girls before the weekend. So I thank you guys for having me tonight. I got a couple things to say. The Emmy sucked, majorly sucked. Oh my God. I don't know who's in charge of putting that together. That never needs to happen again. Which is probably one reason why they put it on the internet. Because, it's just horrible. I will say I'm actually very pleased with the awards that that Dave's won. They are very deserving of that. I liked Eric Mertzoff and what he said. Well, I thought that was kind of interesting. He said that it was very brave of Kim Cordanium to bring him over from Passions. I really thought that was interesting because to me, it kind of sounds like he was demeaning himself or just saying that he was not worthy to be where he is. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, hon.
Okay, I hear a little static in the background. I didn't know where it was coming from. And two, let's see. The whole Y&R thing. I mean, how do you win best writing and then best show, and the writing staff has only been there not even a year. So I thought that was pretty interesting, but then at the same time, too, you know, when you have deep pockets. I mean, of course, you know, things that's going to happen when you have deep pockets. Of course, you're going to be the number one soap opera because you have the most money. You can make things happen. And I'm very vocal about that because, you know, it kind of demeans everyone else. Like, okay, well, we're the number one soap. Well, guess what? There's nothing that you have done that makes me want to just, you know, well, prefer to watch you over GH or Dave. I had some issues with that. Now we'll get back to today's. I don't like Jennifer. Yeah, I all know this. But I love the fact that Eve doesn't have to raise her voice to push her buttons. And any time Jennifer is put into these situations, I just love it because she drives me crazy. She makes me want to do things that I would get in charge for. I just do not like her. What do you guys think about the new Eve? Hello?
The less Jennifer, the better. That's the way I look at her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm not a fan of the new Eve, so I'm just like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I loved how she took. I just love how she. I've never seen Cassie DePaiva in this way before, so you know I'm going to reserve my comment on that. She hasn't grew on me yet. I mean I like her. I'm interested to see. I love the fact that although she has not talked to Teresa. That moment where Teresa was like, I have to be really careful because my half-sister Eve is a real bitch. And she says it in a frightening way. I just like, oh, God, yes. And then she says, if it was between me and Eve, I'm the good sister. I'm like,
oh, wow.
I said, wow. I said, well, this is supposed to be real riding then. I think it was Anna. It might have been Anna who made this comment earlier about the whole EJ and Abigail thing. What if this is what I'm conflicted with. I don't know per se if it was. I know that Nick took pictures, but I'm wondering if Sammy was the one that saw them in the cabin. They never showed the face, but they showed that somebody mm-hmm. was looking at them. So I kind of wonder if mm-hmm. that was Sammy. You know, I have those things going on. Let's see here. Nicole, she needs to be institutionalized. Case closed. I love me some Greg Vaughn. I actually, to be honest, I really see him being in a relationship with another character. I'm not quite sure. Eric.
Yeah.
I don't foresee him being with Nicole.
They've ruined that whole thing.
So, I mean, that's kind of, and it's interesting. It's really interesting because if you really think about it, if they really wanted to, they could write in somewhere that if I was Father Eric, I'm like, Nicole, if you don't do the right thing, I can have you brought up on charges as to be an accessory, because she, after learning the truth, she kept the truth from him. So there are some legal ramifications he can take to get her to cooperate with him and stuff.
I kept thinking she was going to tell the guy, though, that the two of them had sex. I kept thinking she was going to hold that against him, like dime him out for that.
Well, even if that were the case, that would make her look like an opportunist from the beginning.
Yeah, sure. But, I mean, in terms of him getting back the priesthood thing, you know, that I could see her trying to sabotage it that way.
Well, and so, you know, so basically if that were to happen, she would be digging herself even deeper a hole to begin with. So.
Mm-hmm.
More power to her. I love me some Daniel. I love the whole fact that he told Jennifer off. And you know, in Eve too. You know, it's really the truth. It seemed like everyone else that has been involved with Jennifer, they all say the truth, and she doesn't. It's like she doesn't see it. You have been given everything. You haven't had to work for anything because everything has always been earned to you, and so it's like when you see somebody who started from the bottom and had to work their way up, then you feel mm-hmm. threatened because you feel like I'm trying to take what you get. No, I'm not. I don't want nothing you get. So, I mean, it's interesting. It really is interesting. And as far as that EJ wedding is concerned, I think they deliberately wanted you guys to know what was going to happen. Because I believe that's going to set us up for something bigger than what it is. I foresee them getting married and stuff. I foresee all that, but I think it's going to be bigger. The end result after that marriage, I think it's going to be even bigger because. Once she gets married and becomes Mrs. DeMera, that gives her a little bit more power. And mm-hmm. so, you know, you get the whole, the wheel and stuff like that to go on. So that makes her entitled a little bit. So I don't see her ruining her chances with that. You got to give Kate and Sammy props. I tell you, I didn't. That was a nice little twist because I did not see that. I did not see that coming at all. Because they hate each other, but they when they have their minds made up, I tell you, and Lauren Coslow, that little devil, Lauren, how much? She tells
she's
Sammy,
awesome.
She's like, you are so much smarter than what you were years ago. I'm like, oh my God, yes, finally, yes. It's so, I mean, it's so fun. It's, those seasons are just so much fun. And, I don't think she's ever won an Emmy, has she, Lauren Coslow? It's time.
No,
it's,
I don't think she submits very often, but she should have gotten one a long time ago. So
yeah,
she definitely needs two.
She needs one. Deidre Hall needs one. I don't want to toot nobody's horns, but you know, Days has some of the best actors out there besides GH. And I just started watching GH now too. I have fell in love with all them folks over there. It's just like having Moscato wine, watching a good movie on Lifetime. I mean, that's how I compare that to. It's just wonderful. Let's see. Anything else that caught my attention? Oh, I do agree with, and I think Anne made this comment as well. I really do, you know, because they brought Frankie's name up a lot this week. And if I'm not mistaken, the person that plays Frankie went to Twitter on this, I think. I'm not 100% sure. But how ironic would that be if they were Frankie's daughter? You know, that's really interesting. Really, really interesting. So I'm looking forward to all this stuff to be laid out. I'm really looking forward to that. And they need to give Gail and Gary something interesting because I'm sorry, but this Jordan is not like Michael Air Jordan, not the same. The Jordan we see is not this. That's not what I'm used to. You know. She's not like Michael. I'm comparing Jordan Ridgeway to Michael Jordan. There's a big difference. You know, it's entertaining and fun to watch. And, you know, with her, I'm just like, you know, I would much rather have a root canal or something. I mean, it's just not. Mm-hmm. She just doesn't do it for me. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if the writers are doing that on purpose, but at least she's not dressed like Jennifer. You know, oh my God, it's just hideous. You know what? I have said to myself from now on, I'm starting on Monday, every single time I see Jennifer in an outfit that she should not wear, I will be tweeting at NBC Days, don't do that. She does not need to. Why is Jennifer wearing all these throwbacks? Can we make her more current and contemporary? I just can't. I'm done. I'm done with it. You know?
Yeah, Jennifer looks like she's in a rerun for the Brady Bunch. That's how she dresses. I mean, holy cow. She looks like Florence Henderson. Doesn't make any sense. With the freaking bell bottoms, and like, what the hell is she wearing? And I don't know. I don't get it.
I mean, why? I mean, just why? I mean, you know, they say wardrobe says a lot about a character. Why is she going through? It makes it almost look like she's going through a crisis, a midlife crisis, is what it looks like. I mean. What she's wearing, she should be on suicide watch. I mean, all those colors clashing about killed me. You hear me? them colors. I said, why is she wearing that? All the things she needed to do, they should have gave her a honey blonde wig with a fro back in the 60s again. 60s or 70s. I don't understand. And there's a disconnect. You notice Marlena looks fabulous, honey. She's just sexy.
Yeah, she does.
Sexy. And then you got Jennifer, who's like playing Jane Dowdy. I mean, the wardrobe, I mean, the way they dress her basically says to me, I will not ever date, ever. That's what they say. Or I will not ever get any. I will never get any. I just won't ever. That's what her outfit says to me. I just won't ever. Hashtag, I will not ever. I just don't. Oh, Lord have mercy. I just don't. Oh, this is such a disconnect. I'm like, why? I mean, why? I started to think they were letting her dress herself because it's such a disconnect with all the other characters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe she
has a lot of say in what she wears. I don't know.
Well, I can say what she ain't saying. I can punch you right now. There's a barbed wire fence that says, do not enter it. It's at your own risk. What it says, honey. That right there just ain't right. And I don't know who told her that that was okay to wear that, but that is not okay. And I'll be very vocal about it. She don't need to have that bullshit on no more. I would much rather see her in a burlap sack than to have that foolishness that she had on. Do you hear me? She should
oh
not. No. No, there are there needs to stop being some consequences going on. That's just not right. That's just not right. She should not be wearing
stuff like that.
That doesn't make sense to me.
See, Angela's been waiting a while, so let me bring her in. I'm not sure she wanted to talk or not, but we'll bring her in and see. Hey, Angela.
Hey there.
Hey there.
Yeah, I am. I'm totally enjoying Kenneth. Kenneth, you're on fire tonight.
Oh, thank you, baby. Love you.
You are so right. Oh.
Don't ever. Right? It really does say
again.
That.
Don't
I'll
ever.
Feel ever again.
Never ever.
Close for business.
I'm usually not pro campaign on anything, but I think I'm saying go Kenneth with his campaign.
You know what? You know what?
Needed.
No one has ever used this line. When I always said let's go shopping, no one has ever said, you know what? Let's go and get your new wardrobe. That'll be wonderful. Somebody say that. I promise you, I pay out some money. I said I will send. I'll write a check right now. Then I said, oh my God, somebody's listening. Let's go shopping.
I think you're smart. You know, it didn't make any sense either because, you know, Jennifer was born in the 70s. And you would think even if someone, you know, usually, you know, a lot of times they'll say that people kind of date themselves as far as style goes. But when they think, you know, kind of think they hit their peak, you know, when they were either in, you know, late high school, college, you know, age. But, yes, you know, that was the 80s. So, I mean, I'd rather see her in 80s clothes than see her in, you know, the 70s stuff. So, I don't know.
I feel bad.
I feel bad for Missy Reeves because I've seen her, in things that are not, you know, off camera, you know, and she dresses fine. So this is clearly not her. I don't think this is her input. But I wanted to know what you were talking about. I have not read the Soap Opera Digest stuff about the Jamie wedding at all.
I haven't read it either. I've been seeing stuff, and I just, you know, my interpretation of it is that, you know, I think the wedding is supposed to go off without a hitch, but I think it's something. It doesn't, to me, this is just my personal thinking. It does not do Sammy any good not getting married to EJ. She has no power. She has nothing. Once she becomes a demerit, that changes. Her status changes, I believe, because she'll have more say. And I would like to believe that she has learned a couple of things by watching how EJ and Stefano do business, that her and Kate can get one up, and it makes sense for both of them to get married. It makes sense for Kate to get married as well, because the element of Sammy says uh-huh. it best: the best revenge is served cold. And it's gonna be. I hope that y'all get your coats and galoshes and everything on, because this is gonna be some bitter coldness coming up. I believe that just me.
I briefly, and when I say briefly, I mean probably 5 minutes on Twitter this week, and somebody had. A snapshot, somebody I guess ran into James Scott. This is a local restaurant in LA, and I guess he was nice enough to take a picture with the girl. And you know, he looked 25 years younger away from Dave.
So funny.
He really did. He looked so relaxed, and he did. He looked much younger. I mean, he's not old now, but I think it may be doing him some good being away from all that mess.
Maybe. Interesting.
But I guess, do y'all really, have you heard anything as far as, I'm trying to write my brain to think about what the guy's name is that played Frankie on Days. He's married to Julie.
Danny
Pence.
Warlock.
Billy Warlock. So, I mean, has there really been discussion about him coming back to the show?
I just was thinking, since they were talking about him so much, maybe not, but...
Yeah, I'm just assuming, you know, just like Melanie, I think Melanie might be coming back as well.
I hope not. I'm sorry.
That gasp was registered here, Angela. on the Devo meter, that registered about a 8.5 on the gasp scale.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be.
Try
rude.
As you might to hide your true feelings. The gasometer does not lie.
I don't know. I guess I really have no idea. I think Kenneth was also had another good point I wanted to say real quick as far as Young and the Restless. Because I have really tried in the last couple of months to try to watch a little bit more of the Young and the Restless than I used to. I'm baffled. I am baffled as to how, I think Marianne has said this before too, and I think she's 100% right, that I really think the entire Emmy thing is, I don't want to say rigged, but I mean, I really think it's a mm-hmm. give and get kind of a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Four shows, they're trying to keep, you know, the whole audience for all four shows, you know, engaged. I mean, it's not going to
mm-hmm.
do any of those shows good if one show leaves. So I kind of get that. And if they're doing block voting, it looks like, you know, it makes sense. Sony now all of a sudden has got three of the fourth shows. And I think clearly there's something going on as far as just snubbing GH. Maybe it has to do with this whole Prospect Park mess. I don't know. Or Ron and Frank. I just don't know, because I think GH is great. But it made absolutely no sense to me. Even Days was, you know, to me last year, a majority of Days was better, was much better written, and actually was a much better year for them than the year they won Best Writing and
mm-hmm.
Best Show. So I was kind of shocked. That was Josh Griffith, you know, and Shelley Altman's writing. So it was not, I don't know, it was just puzzling to me, and it didn't have anything to do with Kay Chancellor or Jeannie Cooper's death, because they actually had a special category for that. Now, that was nice. I did think that was good. They had a special category. And that, and the special that they did, you know, where they interviewed Steve Nichols and they interviewed Eileen Davidson and they interviewed all the actors talking about having worked with Jean all those years.
Aww.
I thought that was an excellent show, and that won for special. And so, but I don't know exactly what in the world what Ewing and the Restless won for best writing. I mean, that was just, it was ridiculous. Just like it was ridiculous that they had best directing for One Life to Live online. I watched that, and what really had high hopes for it. But it's ridiculous to even compare the fact that they filmed 40 episodes over probably 4 or 5 weeks' time, you know, those short episodes, you know, in a very, very small sets, and they compared that to these shows that are shooting over 300 episodes a year. I thought that was bizarreness, too. So, I've almost completely given up now on the Emmys. I was happy that Eric Martzoff won, and Eileen Davidson, and even Chandler, and like I said, but that was absurd, too, that the real thing. I don't know who was responsible for that, but that was pretty bad.
Like we said earlier,
Carrie,
weren't you the one that mentioned that Judy, the lady who does the promos, had tweeted to them and said that she did. What did you see something on Twitter about that?
She sent the correct promo, the correct reel, Chandler's reel. This Emmy reel, she said she
had
the right one.
Well, how would they even get? I mean, he wasn't even Guy Wilson was not even pre-nominated. How would anybody even get a reel from Days of Our Lives?
They had to have gotten it somehow. Because nobody in the scene was nominated. Guy joined the show after the cutoff date. Freddie wasn't nominated. Deidre wasn't nominated. Sorry, I don't get that.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think it's, I don't know if that was Kenneth or who said that, but I think that's clearly someone did that intentionally.
They should be fired.
Yeah,
did
they do it? Okay, well, my question is, did they do it as, did Corday or somebody decide, some of the human resources or something decide that they didn't want a scene of him? Was there something, I was wondering if there was some sort of litigation behind the scenes or something where they just, decided they didn't want to promote him at all or something, or I don't know.
I think he did submit himself. I read, whether it's true, heaven only knows, but I did read that he submitted himself. But they have a right to submit for themselves, and they can obviously get reels of themselves. But I just can't, for the life of me, figure out, they would have to have gotten the reel from Corday. I mean, I don't know how else they could have done it, or NBC.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just something.
Maybe it was one of those girls from the red carpet that was in charge, and she didn't know any different because she doesn't watch any of the shows.
I don't know.
Maybe that Sony had made that decision since they had let him go, you know, I don't know. But you'd think that wouldn't be right, you know, for them to do that.
No, honestly, you know, it's just a part, like I said, Blake Barris should have been the one nominated and should have won. Blake Barris.
He better be nominated this coming year.
Seriously, his better work, though, was this past year. I can't figure out for the life of me that was the time to really nominate him. And for
this year he basically played the anti-villain, you know, he played the sort of like the opposite of Stefano De Mira villain, but, you know, he played that part this year, right? I mean, so I could see him at least getting nominated for this year for sure. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure, I hope he does.
He should have last year also. Yeah.
Yeah, well, Max Ehrlich we're talking about YNR, but actually Max Ehrlich, and he's been nominated against Chandler, I think all three of these years that Chandler's won. I think does he play Finn on Young and the Restless? I think that's who it is. But he is quite good and has a really strong background, and I kept thinking, I was surprised that Chandler won for 3 years. No, I'm not sure if any young actor has won 3 years in a row before. Mm-hmm. I think that may be a record. But I don't know. But anyway, I know that
Billy Miller from Young Restless, he won 3 times, but it was in the, I think it was in the lead actress category. Mm-hmm. So hold on, whatever.
He is awesome.
Yeah,
Billy Miller is awesome. He won three years in a row.
Well, but two, Blake Barris is actually in the adult category. He's not in the young men's category anymore. He's
really
He's like 28 because he was 27 when we interviewed him last year before he came back on, or right around the time he came back on.
Okay.
So he's in his late 20s. He just looks young.
Well, you know,
that might explain
why that he didn't get the nomination, because that category is huge. You know, that the supporting categories are so big, and hats off to Eric Marks too, because look at the competition he had.
Yeah,
yeah, it was really strong.
Yeah, and I'm glad he got some recognition.
I am too. He's a nice, nice, classy guy, and really well spoken. I think that everyone could tell from even from his acceptance speech. I got to see a clip of it later. I didn't see the show, but the stream. But like you lucky gals did. I said hats off to you guys too that made it through the whole stream. But no, I think he did.
Painful as it was.
Well, I was partially intoxicated myself, so I don't know. A lot of stuff I went back and re-looked at, because I was turned up that night anyway. So I did that purposely. So.
All right, so let's go around one more time. I think we're about ready to wrap it up here. Carrie, did you have anything else you wanted to throw in here at the end, or any other thoughts?
Oh, I didn't notice Matthew Ashford's been tweeting this week, so let everybody know he is going to write a book, and he started a campaign, Matthew Ashford.
Oh.
So, yes, if you go to Matt's Twitter handle and you look through his stuff, he's raising money to write a book.
Which
is funny considering they keep talking about Jack's book all the time on Dave.
I know.
So I'm like, maybe Matthew should write a book. So anyway, just check out his Twitter. You can find his Kickstarter if you want to go there and look. And Teo's book is coming out here in about 2 weeks, too. So, you can pre-order Teo's book. So, I'm looking forward to I always look forward to Dave's wedding, so I am going to watch the wedding this week, but I'm just bummed that the whole thing got spoiled. So, I think Dave's
knocked
off.
Don't say anything else on it, because I haven't seen the spoilers.
So,
I'm being kind of out of the loop. Okay. All righty. Any final fashion comments? I know Rose had a bunch of them, but she wasn't able to call in tonight. Any fashion faux pas you wanted to discuss?
Melissa Reeves, Days of Our Lives.
There you go.
Don't ever do that no more. Don't wear that no more. Do not. KB Stone 365 say, do not ever, ever, ever wear that no more. You will never get a man. Ever again. Ever.
Angela, how about you? Any last thoughts here?
No, I just say go Kenneth and his campaign.
Hashtag never ever.
All right, guys. Well, it was fun. Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. And thanks for everybody in the chat room. Thanks for entertaining us in there with some great feedback and thoughts there. All right, well, till next week, I guess this looks like it's going to be a pretty good week coming up, so I'm sure we'll have lots to talk about. So, thanks again.
Happy 4th of July to everybody.
Love you all. Oh, yeah, that's right. Love you, too.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye. Bye-bye. Take care,
everybody.